Year after year, we work to change our public schools so they'll produce better students, more ready for the workforce. Study after study shows one of the best ways to get students ready for school in the first place is to get them interested in reading. The earlier kids catch on to reading, the easier the rest of their learning can be. The Eugene Public Library recently rolled out its Imagination Library, which is designed to get children enthusiastic about reading and books. Two guests join us. Connie Bennett is the Library Service Director for the Eugene Public Library. Hi, Connie.
Hi there.
And Doug Barber's with us as well. He is a library member. Hi, Doug.
Good morning.
Doug and I were colleagues years ago when we worked at a sister TV station, so good to have Doug's voice on the radio today. Connie, tell us about the Imagination Library and how it came to Eugene.
Well, actually, it was Doug's idea, so thanks to him. This is a collaboration between three different agencies. The Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, which is a international way to get books in the hands of kids. And it's combined with the funding mechanism, which in our case is the Eugene Public Library Foundation, and Doug's the representative of that. And then our program is being run by the library itself, the Eugene Public Library. Many of the Dollywood's the foundation, Dolly Parton Imagination Library's affiliates are actually done with nonprofits such as Rotary, Kiwanis, tribal councils, things like that. But in our case, we thought it was a perfect match for a public library, since that's so much of our mission is enhancing the love of reading and early literacy for especially our youngest community members.
Doug, I'm sure a few people are thinking, Dolly Parton, what does she have to do with this? So why don't you explain that whole connection?
Well, Dolly Parton grew up in rural Tennessee, in a home where they had no books. Her father was illiterate. And she said when she got to school, she realized what a huge handicap that was for her in learning in school, having had no books in her own home. So after she became wealthy and famous, she decided that she wanted to do something for her hometown. So she created the Imagination Library so that other children in her home community would not have the same handicap that she had when she entered school. So back in 1996, she started the Imagination Library in Sevier County, Tennessee, and it worked incredibly well. The teachers loved it, the children loved it, and that really was the vision. But then other communities started hearing about it and said, gee, we would like to do that in our town. That would be great for us. Could we get in on it too? And so in 2000, they opened it up to other communities to sponsor the Imagination Library in their town. And currently, there are over 1,800 programs in communities in the United States, Canada, United Kingdom, and Australia. And they mail over 750,000 books a month to kids in those four countries.
Wow, that's a lot of books.
It's amazing. And they have a partnership with Penguin Publishing to print all of the books and mail them. And because they do it in such volume, they can do it very inexpensively. It's only $2.08 per book to have it printed and mailed. And so $25 a year brings 12 books into the home of every child who's enrolled.
So, Doug, did you see the program in progress someplace else before you had a chance to bring it back to the Eugene Library and say, hey, why don't we?
Yeah, I first heard about it actually as a news segment on the PBS NewsHour. They were talking about the program in Tennessee, and I thought, gosh, that would be terrific in Eugene. And as I began to explore it more, it turns out there are seven other programs in Oregon, but all of them are very small. The largest is in Wilsonville, and they had about 500 children enrolled. We expect in Eugene that we will have more like 5,000 children enrolled here. So big expansion adding Eugene to the program.
We're talking about Imagination Library, Dolly Parton's Imagination Library by extension, coming to the Eugene Public Library new in September. Doug Barber helped bring it to the attention of the folks at the library. Connie Bennett is the Library Service Director. Your questions and comments are welcome at 800-838-3760 around the region in the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782 by email jx@jeffnet.org. Connie, there have been some issues certainly with libraries, particularly in Western Oregon, the old timber-dependent county like Lane, providing services. Was there any trepidation about getting into this program on the basis of cost?
Actually, there was. We had to talk with the Doug was very persuasive with the Library Foundation Board before we decided whether or not to take it on. The Dolly Parton people are very helpful at giving you an estimate of how many kids are eligible in the geographic area that you sign up for, and then predicting out based on the experience they've had with successful programs in four countries about how quickly to expect to grow in terms of planning your finances. It's such a compelling program, though, that our Library Foundation has been very successful in drawing donors to support this, and that's the way that we're funding it in Eugene is as a community drive that is truly making an incredible difference for the lives of the children of the city of Eugene. And there's actually information, if anyone is listening to this that's not in the city of Eugene, there is information on the Dolly Parton's Imagination Library website that talks about how to replicate the program in your own community.
All right. We'll make sure we provide a link to that on our Facebook page before the day is out. So, Doug, when we talk about eligibility then, who are the kids who are eligible for the program, ages and other circumstances?
Well, the Dolly Parton Foundation allows you to set the geography for eligibility any way you want to. It can be by zip code or school district or city or county. However you define the geography, is fine. And then once you do that, all children are eligible. There's no income eligibility or cutoff. All children are eligible from age zero when they're born to age five. So it's once they turn five, they age out of the program. But that means if you enroll when the child is born, that's 5 years, a book a month. That means 60 books would be mailed directly to the child during their preschool years as a way to get them excited about the program. So in Eugene, we decided, at least to start with, that we were going to use the city of Eugene boundaries as the geographic area. So all children in the city of Eugene are eligible for the program here.
That's interesting to hear zero through five, though. I mean, basically, if a parent shows up with a birth certificate, can they get the ball rolling right then and there?
Yeah, well, ultimately, we hope to have registration materials at the hospital for new parents so that when they go home with their baby, they can also go home with a registration slip and know how to register for the program and start right at the beginning.
So, Connie Bennett, how have you rolled out Imagination Library thus far? What has happened up to this point?
We launched it 3 weeks ago Friday, so the first Friday of September, with a press conference and a special story time for baby story time at the library. The mayor read a picture book and so on, and we've had an incredible response. The Dolly Parton people had predicted that we would have about 600-700 kids enroll the first year and probably about 1,300 to 1,400 the second year. We already have close to 1,500 already signed up in just over 3 weeks. And so it's obviously hitting a nerve and a need with the parents that are wanting the best for their children. And it's you know, you mentioned showing up with a birth certificate. It's actually simpler than that. The parent can sign up online, either through the library's website or through the Dolly Parton website. If they live in an area served by another program, they can sign up online that way. You don't actually have to show up anywhere. We've set it up so it's self-registration, and of those 1,500 kids that have signed up, less than 10 have signed up on a piece of paper. Most of them have gone in and entered the data online, which, of course, makes it much easier for us to administer. And tomorrow, the addresses go to the Dollywood people once a month, and so tomorrow, September 30th, our whole first month's registration will be going out and getting into the database to start getting their books.
And so is it the same book to every place that participates across the country? Is there any variation?
It's the same book per age. So all the kids born, say, in 2013 will get the same book. But if you've got two kids under five that are in the same family, you can sign both of them up, and they'll each get an age-appropriate book. And they will be different books unless, of course, they're twins.
All right. But that's an impressive number, though, that you mentioned. Just right back to the enrollment here. We're talking about double, basically, what the higher number was.
Yes, exactly.
From the Dolly Parton Foundation. Doug Barber, given your longstanding knowledge of Eugene, was this any particular surprise to you? I mean, this is a community, obviously, that values education.
Well, I thought that the community would take to this program pretty quickly. And there's a lot of programs that are already in place for children before they go to school, preschool programs of different sorts. So I thought that once we got the word out, people would respond. And besides, the library has, you know, already serves thousands of families. And so they've done a terrific job of spreading the word among the library community. And I think it's beginning to percolate out through the rest of the community, and I think, you know, the Dolly Parton Foundation thought it would take about 6 years to enroll 60% of the eligible children. I think we will probably do that in two. At least that's what we're planning for in terms of the financing.
We're talking about the Imagination Library coming to the Eugene Public Library. It does come from the Dolly Parton Foundation. We're talking to Doug Barber and Connie Bennett. You can join us at 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782, or by email jx@jeffnet.org. Connie, what else is there in addition to the books? I mean, what sorts of structured programs, if any, are there to read with the kids or bring them to the library, or anything else that would go with just getting the books?
For Imagination Library participants, it's as simple as signing the kid up and it starts coming in the mail. The one thing that is emphasized around to the message to the parents is that when the book arrives, do read it to the kids, because that the kids will be asking too, but actually it's not just having the book, it's reading the book as well. But it is disconnected from whether you have a library card, whether you owe fines on your library card, whether you are in a particular preschool or anything like that. It's any child that's within from birth until they turn five that lives within the city limits of Eugene can sign up. And the information is protected. It's on the Dolly Parton Imagination Library website. It's separate from the Eugene Public Library thing. So there, in terms of how the program works, it's standalone. However, the library does offer tremendous amounts of support for preschool kids, age-appropriate story hours. I believe it's 12 a week, including one in Spanish. The baby story time I mentioned, but terrific twos and wonderful ones and preschool story times and things like that, a special sensory story time for kids that are on the autism spectrum. We've also got opportunity for reading to dogs. And so there's a lot that we're already doing in programming about literacy, and this just is an enhancement that gets it into the opportunity to get books into every kid's home. And we it's benefited us, too, I mean, in terms of trying to extend our reach into the community that we're serving, in that people will come in because they heard about the Imagination Library. They'll sign their kid up for that. And then they'll say, well, gosh, since I'm here, I might as well get a library card, too. So that's been a real benefit for us.
But if they come to the, they should not come to the library looking for the Imagination Library books. Those are going to arrive at the house in the mail.
That's correct.
All right.
That's correct.
And I know there are probably a few people thinking, well, I live in Eugene, but my grandchild lives in Springfield or Junction City. It's got to be the child's address. Is that right?
It's the child's address. That's correct.
But as you pointed out, I mean, so there's really no public library money going to this? This is all done on a foundation, that sort of basis?
Yes, that's true. Although there is a little bit of staff time going into getting the word out and organizing, it's not any direct funding for buying the books. That's all coming from the foundation, thanks to them.
Doug, has this outstripped your wildest dreams so far about what you thought Eugene would do with Imagination Library?
Well, the registration response has certainly, I think, surpassed what we, or at least matched what we were hoping for. It's been terrific. And now the question is going to be, can we sustain that and keep building it and raise the money that we need to make this work?
All right. It's the Imagination Library, available through the Eugene Public Library. We'll put links up on our Facebook page to let people know where you can have it in your community if you don't already. Connie Bennett is the Library Service Director. Doug Barber, a library member who brought it to the attention of the Eugene Public Library. Thank you both for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
Thanks,
care.
Jeff.